This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all. So you're a job guy.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Christopher Walken here. Hey, the one thing I need, it's not more cowbell right now. It's for you to wash your hands. And you know, fella, maybe if you get a watch from Vietnam, smuggled up your ass. Maybe give it some Lysol. Wash your hands a little extra. May got coronavirus on it.
Thank you, Christopher Walken. Oh, I'm in Florida, man. I got cooties. I can't
You're
go
bad.
Anywhere. I can't
You're
go anywhere
person.
Now. I can't fucking go anywhere.
Well, where would you want to go?
I don't know, but not to the bars in Florida where everybody got the damn corona. Some okay. friggin' 37-year-old guy went to a corona party to get it, and he died. Yeah, and
it worked.
His last words were, "I thought it was a joke."
Dumbass. Coronavirus is not a joke.
I'm a little older than 37, too, bitch. So I gotta, you know. Anyway. DJ Slim.
He's on mute.
Are you on the board?
Yeah, I'm here. Of course.
Of course you are.
Of course.
We are professional radio people. We've been doing this for 10 years. We ought to be good at it by now.
10 years.
Yeah, so what happened?
It's 10 years next month. I started it all by myself. Yep. And then I had the lovely and talented CB Snow help me when he could get out of work. Because we did it in the afternoons back then, remember?
That's true.
5 days a friggin' week. I don't know what the hell I was thinking volunteering for that.
But anyway, that was tough.
Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for July 13th.
2020.
Thank God the pirates aren't protesting because we'd have to change our name.
You can't be off the hook. That's our name, matey.
Yeah, screw you, Tinkerbell. we have never in 10 years been cowed into obedience, nor will we be. Unlike those pussies in D.C. that call themselves the Republicans, they suck. But the other side's insane, so, you know, you got that.
they suck differently.
Yes. Well, they're insane. But maybe the Redskins, that could be their new name, the D.C. nut jobs. What do you guys think? They're not the Redskins anymore.
Well, yeah, and we
don't call them the squirrels.
Slim, you were telling me you were looking up Redskins. What happened?
Yeah, no, I got home and I was scrolling through Facebook and it was my local newspaper and it, you know, nobody ever pays attention to local newspapers and it had the headline, you know, blah, 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 the Redskins are changing their, well, no, I'm saying I wanted to make a TikTok and I didn't want to use my local paper's TikTok or my local paper's Facebook page for the green screen. I wanted to use like the Fox News or, you know, one of the more credible than just my local. So right. I went up to the Facebook search and I typed in Washington Redskins. Nothing, totally censored.
Absolutely
so I typed
nothing.
Absolutely nothing would come up. Nothing. And I turned off my Wi-Fi, changed, you know, Wi-Fis, tried LTE, absolutely nothing. So I tried just Redskins. Nothing. I tried red with a space and skins. Absolutely nothing. Try any other word, you get all the searches you want. So after this all happened, Facebook, whether they did it on purpose or not, censored any searches for Washington Redskins or Redskins within their network. It wasn't a glitch. It was definitely censored.
Oh, did you try skins of red?
I did not.
So you're talking about the Facebook search bar, right?
Yep, the Facebook search bar.
It's been censored.
It was censored today. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind.
I just typed it in. I got all sorts of crap.
You might now. I mean, let me check now just to see if it wasn't a complete fluke. But at that point, I mean,
had
I searched
happen.
for quite a while. And
stuff wasn't there. And somebody says, So he said, you shouldn't have turned that off, and they turn it back on.
Yeah, see, now I get their page and everything else. And okay. Yeah, you're correct. Everything loaded for about a two-hour period today. It would say there are no posts to display for that. So, I mean, they definitely were censoring people looking that search term.
Yeah, we had a story a number of years ago about a woman who hated Trump, and she did something at Facebook that affected the entire network. And then she yelled F you when she got fired and stormed out and quit and stuff. They turned it all back on. But I mean, there's some, you know, there's some wacko people and a lot of them work in that kind of business. So,
well, it's not even so much that it's that she had the authority that she could change something.
That's
like
true.
That.
Oh. So what names? I like Swamp Monsters myself. That would be my favorite, but you know, we could call them the Washington Booker T's.
I would say the Washington Georges.
Washington Georges, you know, and if you want to stay with the Native American theme, which the Navajo Nation wants us to do, I've got an article here about it in the show post. We could go with Red Lives Matter. I know that sucks, but the Navajo Nation.
Red Lives Matter.
Yeah, Washington Red Lives Matter. You could call them
really long,
or how about you call them the Washington Caucasians?
Yes, the Washington Caucasians. I like that.
I like that one.
Yep.
Because that's who buys all the season tickets anyway. Well, most, not all, but most of them. The Navajo Nation's suggestion, because they're all happy. It proves that they respect the Navajo Nation and the American Indian, the Native Americans, and blah, 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 blah. And it's about time they did this, and our pressure on them forced this, and blah, blah. No, it didn't. FedEx and their seven other major sponsors all asked them to change it. Money talks, bullshit walks, Navajos. Sorry.
No.
Okay. But their suggestion is code talkers. Okay. Now, yes, the Navajo code talkers were integral to World War II.
And it was a cool movie, too.
It was a very cool movie. They did a fantastic job. They were very brave men. But code talkers for an NFL franchise?
Yeah, it's a little, eh.
No, I don't think so. But anyway, political correctness.
Well, did you hear that the bird, the Falcons, wanted the Atlanta Falcons to change their name because they didn't want to be associated with blowing a 28-3 lead?
says the Patriot fan.
Oh, you noticed.
Except for your best players are all down here. We're now the Tampa Bay box.
I know.
They went down to Tampa.
Yeah, we got friggin' Cam Newton. Don't start.
I know, but I loved his initial
start.
His press conference outfit, you know, with the pirate regalia and everything.
Oh my God.
You know, he looked like he had the white wig.
Pirate.
He looked like George Washington. He had the corner
pirate
hat. Well, it's, you know, we're off the hook.
Revolutionary War.
If pirates start protesting in the street, we're gonna have to change our name too.
Oh.
So anyway, political correctness, or to use the proper term, totalitarianism, runs amok. Hey, speaking of DC nut jobs, we could do every show. We could do every show on DC nut jobs. The gift that keeps on giving. But the very special gift, the one that you love to get under your tree at Christmas, is AOC. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Or Sandy Cortez, as she was growing up in the million-dollar home neighborhood 45 minutes north of New York. She's not from Queens, guys, okay? She went to Boston U, one of the most expensive private schools outside of the Ivy League in the country, okay? She's not Poe. She's never been Poe. She was running for office. She took her publicity picture. She's wearing a $3,500 outfit, okay? She ain't Poe, so quit buying into it. But she wants you to think she was Poe because she feels your pain, because that's where she gets her power from. So no Democrat will admit the violence that we see is based on Black Lives Matter and Antifa activities. And I wish they wouldn't even call it Black Lives Matter, because 50-some percent of the protesters marching were whites. 88% of them were identified as Democrats. I mean, you know, it's probably black people out there going, where the hell all these crackers come from? You know, it sucks. They actually had a real reason to protest, but Black Lives Matter ain't it. They're Marxists, so screw them. But weak Democratic politicians have always been allowing this crap. We went over the forced weekend shootings last week, and I don't want to go over this week because it wasn't any better. But instead of pulling back from the defund the police games these politicians play with people's lives, they make excuses for their stupidity by proving just how stupid they really are.
We have
AOC's excuse this week for the murder pandemic in New York City. We will play it in her own words.
Why is this uptick in crime happening? Well, let's think about it. Do we think this has to do with the fact that there's record unemployment in the United States right now? The fact that people are at a level of economic desperation that we have not seen since the Great Recession? Maybe this has to do with the fact that people aren't paying their rent and are scared to pay their rent. And so they go out and they need to feed their child and they don't have money. So you maybe have to, they're put in a position where they feel like they either need to shoplift some bread or go hungry that night. Maybe it's the fact that unemployment provisions have not been given to everyone. Maybe it's because of the fact that some people still haven't gotten their stimulus checks yet.
Maybe it's, yeah, well, some people that don't get unemployment weren't eligible for unemployment because they didn't work to begin with. But, you know, hey, I'm sorry.
Well, the other thing is, you know, she talks about the Great Recession. She's talking about 2008, 2009.
Yeah, really.
Go back to the
11% unemployment isn't Great Depression numbers either, genius.
Yeah, I mean, go back to 1929 and the early 30s.
Yeah,
that was a problem.
11% 11% that have been partying in the streets.
Oh yeah, and they were not the social safety nets then that there are now.
And they sure as hell didn't come off 3 years of the best economy in the history of the world. So hey,
although the Roaring Twenties weren't bad.
Yeah, well, that's because bootleggers. That's how Kennedy and Al Capone made all their money.
Well, somebody had to make the money.
That's true, because people liked their hooch. Had to drink their hooch. Oh, no. I think she's under the impression there's a wave of shootings being committed against bodegas in New York City. That's what I think. But that could just be me.
Or bakeries.
Oh, we've got a bakery story coming up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it might be cringeworthy. I'm not sure. Or it could prove that we're actually good stewards of the environment. We'll get to that one shortly.
Okay.
The mask wars continue. Remember we talked about the mask wars last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the mask wars. I found a fun story this week, or somebody did. I think I found this one. This nut is in Lake County, Illinois.
Not Florida.
No. It's a former Live PD sheriff's department. Something else Black Lives Matter has ruined, because I don't wanted to see this bitch get arrested. Illinois Costco shopper spits in man's face for removing mask while exiting store, say police. I am a school teacher and I have COVID-19, she allegedly told the man. The guy was coming out the Costco. He come out the doors. He's under the overhang. He takes off his mask. All right. Elizabeth Mock, 45 years old, and oh God. She is not an attractive woman. You know, she's a teacher. If she was my teacher, I would have nightmares about having to look at that face every day. But that's just me, and I'm rude. She allegedly approached a 50-year-old man after he removed his face covering while leaving the Costco store in Lake County, Illinois, on June 16th. Okay. Police say she slammed her shopping cart into the stranger and told him to put his mask back on because he hadn't fully exited the store. He was outside, but he hadn't got out of the overhang yet. So I guess to her, that was same as being inside because she's not too bright. I'm a school teacher and I have COVID-19, she told him. And then she took off her mask and spit in his face. She left the store, but was later identified by police who arrested her on Wednesday. She was charged with battery, disorderly conduct, and released later that day after posting 10% of the $40,000 bond imposed by the judge. She should have done that in New York City. She'd have walked in 10 minutes. She's due back in court on July 29th. It's unclear if she actually does have COVID-19. I'll tell you one thing she doesn't have anymore. A job teaching our little minds full of mush.
Well, we don't know that.
Lake County, Illinois isn't, what's it? What do you call it? Cook County. You know, there's actually normal people in Lake County. Some.
We'll see what happens.
She's fired.
I would hope.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. But, you know, you never know.
But if you wonder why our kids know so much that is completely wrong, it's people like Teacher Mock. But anyway, hey, we do have an example of awesomeness this week. Just, I wanted to find something really cool.
It's nice when we have that because it's not
totally all positive. And I didn't, but CB found this one. God bless him.
You tried and failed.
I tried and failed. I found a couple of humorous stories, but no awesomeness. A man fights and kills one of the world's deadliest snakes while driving 60 miles per hour on an Australian highway.
First of all, how do snakes drive?
There was a comma in there.
Oh.
But fair point.
All right, fine.
A police officer in Australia pulled over a driver for speeding, discovered the man had a good excuse. He just fought off a deadly snake and was racing to the hospital. A 27-year-old man identified as Jimmy was driving about 62 miles per hour on a highway west of Calliope in Queensland, Australia last month when he spotted an angry brown snake slithering through the gear stick toward his leg.
All right, how do you tell if a snake is angry?
Well, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
I just started to break, Jimmy said, and the more I moved my legs, it just started to wrap around me, and his head started striking at the driver's seat chair between my legs.
Jesus, the thing was going to bite him in the nuts.
Yeah,
that would hurt. Could you?
Oh my God! Oh, Not only did he get bit by a snake, but get bit in the nuts by a snake. Yeah, that would really suck.
This snake can paralyze or kill you. So, you know, if you get your nuts ripped off by a snake, you might as well die anyway.
Yeah, I think I would want to.
At age 27, fuck yeah, nothing else to live for. You know, you're old like us. It's like, I enjoyed them while I had them. But Jimmy said he used a seatbelt and knife to fight off the reptile while trying to stop the vehicle. Eastern brown snakes have a powerful venom which can cause progressive paralysis and uncontrollable bleeding. They're responsible for causing more deaths from snake bites than any other species in Australia. Now, apparently this kid knew what the hell he was looking at. You know, this was a brown snake and he knew this thing was scary. He also knew that the initial bite is often painless. So Jimmy feared he'd been bitten. So he kills the snake. He throws it in the back of the truck and he decided to rush to the nearest hospital. So local police spotted his vehicle traveling 76 miles per hour and pulled him over.
I just don't know how anything could be painless. The initial bite. How's that painless? I mean, there's just no way.
Well, it's like getting bit by a mosquito or something.
Maybe the venom's like Novocaine.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, man.
But a brown snake is in the back of the ute, which they call a truck in Australia, apparently. I think it's bit me. It was in the car with me. He immediately told the officer, "You can feel my heart, mate." In other words, he had very rapid pulse. Yeah, I guess
if you just skid shitless,
fight off a deadly killer snake in your truck crawling between your legs, I think your heart rate might go up a little bit. Traffic officer found the snake in the back of the truck, called paramedics, who determined he had not been bitten. but was suffering from shock. Yeah, I'm thinking a brown snake between your legs might cause a little shock.
Or a rapid heartbeat.
It was pretty terrifying, Jimmy said. I'd never been so happy to see red and blue lights. The cops. Although police said the snake's one of the world's deadliest, they noted snakes are protected under the Nature Conservation Act in 1992 and warned people not to capture or kill any wildlife in Queensland. Now, you know what? That right there, that last line. If this brown snake and he'd done this in United States in a blue state, he'd be like that couple in St. Louis. They'd be prosecuting him for killing the snake instead of letting it kill him. I mean, that's the mindset we got these run around these days. You hear about that couple in St. Louis? We talked to them about them.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Do you know what the moral of this story is, though?
What?
Don't pick up hitchhikers.
Yeah.
Well, not brown ones, bitey ones. No. Oh, but that couple in St. Louis, that prosecutor I told you about that was paid for by George Soros, found out today 70% of her campaign money came directly from George Soros. Okay. And she let the rioters, looters, and arsonists out, like 45 of them, just let them out right away. I'm not prosecuting them. You know, they just burned down half of downtown St. Louis and shit, but nah, let them go. But the couple that's defending their property against a crowd of people, an angry mob, although you're not supposed to call that anymore. Apparently I heard the guy say it tonight. They broke down.
Angry mob.
Okay. Yeah, pissed off mob.
Yeah. They broke down a gate to get into their community. He had the first nice house all along the line and they started coming on his lawn and shit. And they aren't supposed to be there. They were trespassing. They had already damaged the gate by busting it to get in. And they come out with a pistol in their AR and stood there and held it and told them to get the hell off their lawn. You know, a little Clint Eastwood action. Get the hell off my lawn. Gran Torino. But a little movie reference there for you.
I never watched that movie.
That prosecutor sent the cops this week to their house to confiscate their guns.
Yep.
Now, he had given the pistol that his wife had to his lawyer. Now, this guy is a lawyer. He's got his own law firm. But they confiscated his AR, and the cops were not happy about having to do it, but they have to follow orders. And, I mean, it's just insane. So this guy was on TV tonight pushing back again. And good for him. The guy's got some balls. I'll give him that. He didn't have no brown snake between his legs.
Well, it's stupid that, like you said, they're defending their property from an angry group of people. I mean, it's not like they didn't shoot, correct? I mean, they didn't fire the weapon at all.
The wife did wave the gun in the direction of the people. He did not.
Yeah, which was probably not a good idea.
You're not supposed to point it at him unless you're under deadly threat.
Yep. Well, but there you go. My idea and their idea and your idea of a deadly threat are all totally different ideas of, you know, I mean, an angry group of people. I'm trying to be politically correct here and not call them the angry mob, but the angry group of people that I would have felt threatened. I mean, I would have felt threatened. I mean,
of course they would. But see, this is what's going to keep happening when you defund the police. You're going to have to do that because cops ain't going to be showing up.
You're going to get some person out of some office that just has like a little college degree, you know.
You had a clip saved for the end, but if you have it racked up, I would like to tell America how this shit would work in Florida. This would be Sheriff Grady Judd.
Here you go.
Become proficient. Get a concealed firearms license and carry it. And if you need to shoot somebody, shoot them a lot.
There you go.
If you need to shoot somebody, shoot them a lot. Sheriff Grady Judd, you do not fuck around in Florida. He's not our only really good sheriff in this state. He's our most colorful one, though.
Do you think this whole thing would have went completely different had she not waved the gun? I mean, I still think I don't think that changes the fact. But what do you think? I mean, do you think that makes a difference? Do they not get charged if she didn't wave the gun like she did angrily or, you know?
Did you see the prosecutor?
No, I've got a feeling they still get in trouble. But
yeah,
It probably has something to do with like menacing or
this woman said that this woman said that the day it happened that a group of peaceful protesters, so people who break down a wrought iron double gate guarding a gated community and trespass onto a private road, are peaceful protesters who are screaming, "We'll kill you, we'll burn your house down, we'll kill your dog too." Those are peaceful protesters to this woman. She said the night of the incident that she will use any and every law in Missouri that she could find to do something about these people who threatened those peaceful protesters. No, see, in the real world, honey, they were protecting what was theirs. The right to protect what is yours has been long ingrained in law ever since this country was founded. Matter of fact, it goes back to 1066 in England. Okay? That's been in the law for 1,000 freaking years, you dumb bitch. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Had to say that. Because she is. So anyway, we have our awesomeness. Then we had something else happen this week that was kind of interesting. Cool. Our president, for at least a little while longer, this shit keeps up. That's all it'll be. Trump announced the expanded educational and economic opportunities for Hispanic Americans this week. That's a good thing, right?
Boo!
That's a bad thing?
Well, if you're on the other side, of course it is.
Oh, you're doing snark.
I thought that's what we do.
That is what we do.
That's okay. What we're supposed to do.
Okay. I know, but this COVID thing's kind of like unsnarked me a lot. But as any fool could predict, the left did go crazy. And CB was impersonating the left there, I think. they didn't go crazy on the Prez. They went crazy on Robert Uanu, the Iran, Uanu, whatever. It's his birthday. I can't say his name. The CEO of Goya Foods. He was present at the rollout of this presidential edict to expand educational and economic opportunities for Hispanic Americans. See, only in America, on the same day that President Trump expands education and economic opportunities to Hispanics, the left launched a boycott against a Hispanic-owned family and business because they supported him doing it. The CEO of Goya Foods took the microphone and said he supported President Trump for this, and he thought it was a good thing, and immediately the left went crazy, and all over Twitter, you know, the sexiest man alive, the guy who beat me out this year, that little pencil neck black guy, what's his name? John Legend. Yeah, Legend, like you're a legend, you little wimp. His ugly, I don't know how the hell she was ever a supermodel girlfriend, Chrissy Teigen, demanded the boycott of Goya Foods like immediately on Twitter, and the mob went crazy. The president of Goya Foods said, "Nah, screw him. I supported Obama when he did positive things. I supported Obama in 08 and 12, and I'm supporting our president now. That don't matter." You know, like it didn't matter if the statues were of abolitionists. They still tore them down. The fake news media said that he angered his core Latino market. Unfortunately for the left, as usual, real Americans spoke up with their pocketbooks. Rather than suffering from the left-wing Black Lives Matter totalitarian boycott, because a man thought it was a good idea that his community was getting additional educational and economic opportunities. Goya Food is flying off the shelves. Huh. This man set a good example in the fight against liberal terrorism. Okay. And James Woods encouraged people to stand up against it. Well, I encourage people to stand up against it too, James Woods.
Well, aren't you special?
Thousands of people saw mine. Maybe a couple hundred thousand saw his. So, okay, fuck you. But behind Mexico, the United States is the second largest Hispanic country in the world. And liberal Hispanic-hating politicians and airhead Hollywood celebrities led by Chrissy Teigen are boycotting Goya. because he praised the president's actions. But the American public's doing the opposite from coast to coast, New York to California. Goya products are flying off the shelves as consumers who had not previously purchased Goya products are doing so now in support of the CEO and President Trump. Saturday afternoon at a giant grocery store, Severna Park, Maryland. I used to shop at giant grocery stores. They're owned by a Swedish company, but that's all right. It's a nice store. It's like the Publix of the North.
Yeah, we had them. We used to have them here. Now they're called Weiss.
Oh, well, that's a different
company. They bought them out.
Weiss bought out the Giants up your way.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. They kind of, okay. I know the people at Weiss. I used to work with them. Anyway, Severna Park, Maryland is a quiet D.C. suburban community, not exactly a hotbed of Latin culture or residents. Goya products were quickly disappearing as shoppers prepared to make meals with such Hispanic staples as mojo marinade, classic Latin spices like coriander and annatto. Goya has been a leader in philanthropy, donating millions of pounds of products to food kitchens and homeless shelters across the nation. So, yeah, let's boycott a good company.
A good corporate citizen.
A good corporate citizen. Well put, sir. So self-hating Hispanics like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and failed former Democratic presidential candidate, the moron Julian Castro of Texas, pathetically tried to curry favor with Anglo-Saxon liberals by bowing and scraping for the altar of political correctness. Their cowardice behavior only cemented their image as craven sellouts of the culture practiced by people of their own heritage. Though one must admit, as both are of Puerto Rican and Mexican heritage respectively, a savory Cuban or South American meal may be beyond their culinary ken. Ha ha, well written. Well written.
I like a nice Cuban sandwich.
Yeah, this is written by Wayne Dupree, young black man who's got his own website. That's and he's monetized it. He makes some money off of it. He's shit. How old can he be now? I don't think Wayne Dupree could be more than 25, 26 years old. He's a smart young man. So the comically stupid celebrities took aim at Goya on social media with their hashtag boycott Goya and Goya way. And America just said, fuck you. You know, the guy supported the president for a good reason. Whether he votes for the president or not has nothing to do with it. And it shouldn't have nothing to do with it. I'm just fed up with these totalitarians saying it's our way or the highway. It's 20% of this country is controlling the country right now. Mm. You know, and the other 80% are hiding with their friggin' heads between their legs, hoping a brown snake don't jump up to bite them.
In the nuts.
Yeah, well, yeah, that'd be worse. Yeah, but bitten the head or bitten the head. Which head would you rather have bitten? If the brown snake, neither. Thank you. So he's doing well, and he just said, you know, hey, boycott if you want. I went to the store. I put up a post about it, which was my most active post of the week on Facebook. And I went to the store that day to buy Goya products, and I had a list of things I wanted to buy. This had only happened the day before. There was nothing left but chickpeas and black beans, which weren't on my list.
So you didn't buy them?
No.
You should have bought them anyways. Just
I could have made black bean soup, I guess, but it's, you know.
You should have bought them anyways.
No, I've got a list. When they're back in stock, I'm buying the yellow rice with the broccoli and cheese. I'm going to buy the mojo, and there's some other spices I want to get. And they have their own refried beans, so sorry, El Paso refried beans. I will no longer be buying you. I'll buy Goya's. But isn't that what happens every time these people start with this crazy shit? Boycott this, boycott that. You know, these are horrible. And America just says, fuck you.
Yeah, but you know.
It's always ineffective anyway.
Well, but you know, here's the thing. Sometimes, and I can't give any exact examples, but sometimes it works. and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, they, you know, the Black Lives Matter had the whole, what was it, like July 7th, they were going to boycott the economy, you know, and that didn't.
You won't be hearing anything about that because it didn't do nothing.
It didn't. But I mean, sometimes these things work, sometimes they don't. I mean, I've seen, you watch Twitter. I mean, I know you're on Twitter, Zip, but, you know, Twitter, a lot of the brands like Pepsi, Coke,
yes,
you know, they tend to get creative sometimes, and they'll go out on a whim and say something snarky, you know, and it creates, you know, a huge debate. Sometimes it, you know, it works out in their favor, and other times it's a huge flop. I mean,
yes, because it. there's nothing that can get more offended than a left-wing mama's boy on Twitter, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah, lives in their basement, mom's basement.
Yeah, it's like social media has made so many people brave because they say
keyboard warriors.
Yeah, they say shit they used to get punched in the face for.
Well, I mean,
they'd never say it to your face.
Oh, no.
Not that it could ever happen, but I mean, like in China, you probably can't have multiple social media, you know, profiles, and everything there probably has to be, you know, your name, your identification. And in some instances, I think in the social media world, that's something that needs to happen here. We need to be able to, we can't be able to hide behind our keyboards. I mean, I have one guy in particular that trolls our local newspaper site. And I mean, he's got like 11 different Facebook accounts. So when one gets banned or thrown in, you know, I mean, he just, you know, he continues to troll from 8 or 10 other accounts. And I mean, that's got to stop too. I mean, we need to take the anonymous away from all these people, and then they won't say some of the shit that they say. They really won't. If they have to have a face behind their comment and actually have, you know, information about their, you know, who they are, it'll change things. I mean, do you agree? Not agree? I mean,
no. Yeah, sure. No, but
well, there's no accountability.
People need to push back. And if we had anybody besides Trump with any balls. Rubio pushed back, Senator Scott pushed back, the two Florida senators, Cruz pushed back a little bit.
Enough to do it.
Yeah, but that's it. And, you know, Josh Hawley, in Missouri and Tim Cotton in Arkansas, those senators stand up against this shit. So, you know, you got a half a dozen, maybe, Republican senators. Senator Kennedy in Louisiana would make six. You got a half a dozen of them with some balls on them, but they control the Senate. They should be doing this. I mean, the turtle, you know, Mitch McConnell, the senator from Kentucky, he is the leader in the Senate. And, you know, yeah, he's just a wishy-washy, go along, get along, I'm in charge Republican. Now he does some good things. Sure he does. But does he do the right thing all the time? No, he
not
does
even
not.
Fucking close.
Not even close.
Well, but you know, you're going to be hard pressed to find any politician that's going to do the right thing every time. I mean, sometimes the pressure behind the decisions is just too much, and you can't do the right thing every time. There is no honest.
He has no pressure on him.
Well,
he does whatever he wants to do, and he's the one who's able to bring up legislation, and if he doesn't like a piece of legislation, it doesn't come up.
Well,
it doesn't matter if 99 other senators like it.
Well, he's been great with judges, but there are so many other things he could do, you know, and he could get Lindsey in the closet, Gramnesty, off his friggin' ass and doing something. But, you know, speaking of the news media, CNN. Put out a thing last week, and I love it because this is one of the few things I did find on Twitter. I spend as little time there as possible, but there was a headline from CNN from April 11th, 2020. Here's the headline. President Trump is wrong in so many ways about hydroxychloroquine studies. Here are the facts by Elizabeth Cohen and Dr. Nigam of CNN. Saturday, April 11th. July 2nd. Headline, CNN. Study finds hydroxychloroquine help coronavirus patients survive better. Maggie Fox, Andrea Kane, and the aforementioned Elizabeth Cohen on the byline. I mean, okay, so for just short of 2 months, Trump's a total moron about hydroxychloroquine, blah, 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 blah. Oh, no. It actually works 2 months later after all these governors go with the CNN headlines and ban it and you can't use it and blah, blah, blah. Trump took it for 2 weeks and said, fuck you to the world. He said, I'd take it prophylactically because guess who else is? Doctors and nurses on the front line. They've been taking it since this shit started. And we knew it helped. It's a cheap medicine. That's why it helped. Do we want to have to pay for remdesivir? Remdesivir helps. It's made by Israeli pharmaceutical company. I forget what they're called. But remdesivir, they just lowered their price on it.
Teva?
No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that is an Israeli company. Good, yeah, very, very good, CB.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
I guess.
Well, I take more medicine than you. I thought I was the only one who knew that.
Oh, I take more medicine than you do.
No, you don't.
You're not even close.
We counted our pills one time. Oh, you're taking
now. And I kicked your ass.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. How many pills you take a day?
Oh, Jesus, you're cold.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. 10. Yeah.
No, I take 10 also.
Oh, you caught up. Okay.
You guys are old.
Yeah, yay me.
Well, I used to take something else. I used to take magnesium and something else. I used to take two more, but Doc said I don't need them. So.
I take between 1 and 3. Just depends. You know, I'm prescribed.
Oh, shut up, asshole.
I'm prescribed two Xanax a day.
Yeah, you whippersnapper. Shut up, young punk.
Oh, I'm just saying.
What do you get old like us? Yeah, well. And the other CNN post for the week was some wag had a quote from CNN's in 2008 when Barack Obama visited Mount Rushmore. They called it a majestic and quite a sight. When Trump visited there in 2020, CNN called it a monument to two slave owners. No hypocrisy there. None at all. Oh, and by the way, the other thing that I really want to come out, because we talked about Ghislaine Maxwell last week, trying to keep her ass alive. So yeah. we can find out all the juicy Epstein shit. Well, one of the things we found out this last week is the flight logs for the Lolita Express, you know, the airplane that went to Epstein's little whore island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, against their will, whore island, were Chris Cuomo, the little fat bald guy who says whatever Zucker tells him to say. I can't remember his name. And Jake Tapper. Those three guys have all made trips to Lolita Island. So I tagged the post. I'm sure it's an honest mistake or three or more. Just like the lies they call reporting, honest mistakes. Oh my God, this is going to be so good. What if Chris Cuomo is one of the celebrities they have on film? Shagging a 16-year-old or something. Oh, you know, I feel bad for the girl, of course, and I hope the hell she gets a big settlement. But, oh my God.
I'm actually, you know, I'm surprised that that she hasn't been, you know, offed at this point, to be quite honest.
They're moving her to a different prison cell like every day.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean that, you know, it's just.
That doesn't mean she won't fall down a set of stairs.
Yep, or fall out of the back.
Well, they're assuming there is a bounty for her head in the prison system. So,
without a doubt, there's a bounty because if these tapes do exist, I mean, do we actually know? I mean, I've only seen.
Well, nobody's seen anything. Oh,
okay. There's a friend, a quote unquote friend, of. Maxwell and Epstein, who said that in order to impress him with how many people they own, because they wanted him to invest in something, some rich guy, that they showed him tapes of orgies and threesomes with famous people, two of which are current American politicians. And this is according to the source, that they had those tapes then, and that he was sure that Maxwell had everything that Epstein had. She had her own copies. So I don't know if any of that's true. That's what's out there in the rumor mill right now. Her first hearing is tomorrow, though.
Well, she'll actually make it, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to make it through the night.
By the way, our future President Dementia had a quote this week. I love this one. He said, "Here's my promise to you. If I have the honor of being elected president, I will take care of your family like I would my own." Joey Saladino.
Hey, we're all going to Russia.
One of the reasons I do go on Twitter is because things like this. Joey Saldonado answered him. "So, if I become a drug addict, you'll hook me up with sketchy illegal jobs where I do nothing but collect millions of dollars from foreign entities while you give them political influence in exchange." Because that's how he treated his family. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're going to treat your family like that, you might as well. Hey, we got stupid criminals of the week. Criminals. More than one.
I like criminals.
Yes. Stupid ones. In Oregon, not even in Florida. We have a Florida guy, but he didn't win. These Oregon people won. Yep, two criminals arrested pretty much the same time, didn't even know each other, but they got busted together. Car crash last Sunday resulted in both drivers being arrested. Who did this?
Who did this?
I didn't.
You already do this?
No. I talked about it pre-show.
All right, never mind.
Car crash. It's all right.
Tough to get old.
It is. Blue plate special. Oh, all right, now that I have you salivating. A car crash Sunday resulted in both drivers being arrested after police in Oregon discovered they were both driving stolen vehicles. The police were chasing Randy Lee Cooper, 27, in a stolen Land Cruiser, which, hey, at least he stole a nice car. Before he careened into a Buick Regal as he was attempting to lead the officers. He was arrested and charged with multiple crimes, including assault and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. In the process, police discovered the driver of the Buick, 25-year-old Kristen Nicole Begg, was under the influence of intoxicants, and her vehicle had also been reported stolen 3 weeks prior. She was charged with driving under influence and on unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. So 27-year-old, 25-year-old busted for the same crime, and she's going to be mad at him forever because he hit her stolen car. She'd have
but
that
the thing
for
is, he should get a lighter sentence because he helped the cops arrest the other woman.
Leniency.
Oh, you sound like you could be his lawyer.
Well, I'd go for that.
Are you drunk?
Nice retainer. Who cares if it doesn't matter if he wins or loses? He still gets paid.
CB's the judge.
You know, I just thought about that. That, you know, as a lawyer, you get paid whether you win or lose.
Well,
unless it's a contingency case, you're right. Yes.
But in a case like this, which that's would not be a contingency case.
No. Yeah, you're going to get paid whether you win or lose. Shit, I'm going to go be a lawyer. Who gives a shit if I win? I could be the stupidest lawyer in the world. Yeah, I mean, I got to get a lot of work, but, you know.
Awesome. Here at Off the Hook Radio, we don't hug trees. And we don't have the arrogance to think that man can actually control the climate. And that is an arrogant position. That said, if we can be good stewards of the earth without wrecking the economies unnecessarily, we're usually good with that.
Yeah,
you know, we're reasonable people. So we have a story that may or may not divide your humble hosts. This is from France. This is a way to help the earth, sorta.
Yeah, well, fuck this.
This story here is called Stream of Wheat. An enterprising French baker is switching up her bread recipe, or shall we say recipe, P-E-E, by using wheat fertilized with female urine harvested from public restrooms. Urine is a great fertilizer. said engineer and self-proclaimed eco-feminist Louise Rigaud, who regularly gathers piddle from females' urinals in the 14th arrondissement, which means that's their little communities in Paris. She is the brains behind Bouquet d'Or, or as we would translate it to English, Goldilocks bread. Her goal is to break taboos over excrement and create a sustainable food cycle. We should ask Daryl, our friendly neighborhood vegan, if he likes this idea. A new study published by the French Urban Planning Agency that some 29 million loaves of urine utilizing bread could be baked daily, saving farmers 703 tons of nitrogen employed in artificial fertilizers per day. Perhaps it's true what they say, April showers bring May flowers, F-L-O-U-R-S. It's a neglected liquid, usually dismissed as waste, said Rigaud.
Usually.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Go on Pornhub. You put urine in there.
Okay.
You'll get plenty of crap to watch, let me tell you. It's crap, sick. Huh? Yeah, well, that too. They have that too, I would think.
Oh, awesome.
I've never looked for that one. I don't want to see that. But urine does harbor nitrogen, potassium, and many of the other nutrients that plants extract from the soil. So it should be treated like a gold mine. Oh, I love the play on words there. Going to the bathroom is literally flushing food potential down the toilet. When you pee in water, treatment plants remove the nutrients. They do not return to the earth. The system is not circular.
Ugh.
This is just gross. This is as bad as the cottage cheese vagina. Or the yogurt vagina.
I don't know. Vagina.
No, I don't think so.
So you would eat yogurt vagina?
No, yogurt, or?
No, but I think I'd eat bread. The wheat was fertilized with urine.
No.
I don't.
Well, the thing is, you're not. It's
they
like
usually
anything else.
They put cow shit or pig shit on it normally. So.
Yeah, I mean, you use fertilizer in your garden, and what's fertilizer? Manure. They call it manure. It's horse shit.
All right, we're going to look this lady up online. We're going to order a loaf of her bread. We're going to send it to you guys for dinner, and we're going to see if you'll put it down on, you know, and make a sandwich out of it and send us a video.
See if she has rye. I like rye or sourdough.
All right.
I want raisins.
I can tell you how she can make it sourdough.
Well, about 703 tons of fertilizer a day. Wouldn't
that's a
be
lot
needed.
Of fertilizer.
Yeah, and that's just France. 29 million loaves of bread a day for just France. It's not the whole world.
And the thing is, it's free.
And it couldn't smell any worse than pig shit going on a field. There's nothing worse. When they get that pig shit, it's liquid, and they spray it. And you can always tell when they fertilize the fields when you're a kid. You know, the cow manure is kind of that rich, heady smell. You went, oh, they fertilize the fields. And you go like, oh, let's get past here as fast as we can. But when they did the pig shit thing, that stuff stayed on you. You know, you got to get in your nostrils. You couldn't get rid of that for the day. It was awful. You know, I think if, you know, we put a little, you know, Sally's pee on the field, I don't think that's going to bother me.
You know, all right. Yeah, I guess if you look at it, you're looking at it that way, you're right. It isn't as bad as it really sounds.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not like you're drinking a glass full.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do. But this is just something that you pour, that you mix into the ground, and you throw some seeds, and the seeds grow, and they do their thing, and you make whatever you make out of it.
And this woman is a scientist, okay? I was a marketing guy. I would tell her to knock off the Goldilocks shit, okay? Let's not be reminding people the week.
What it is?
Yeah. Just don't remind people about that. Okay, people don't think, oh, gee, what was my Wonder Bread? I wonder what they used to fertilize that wheat field. They don't think about it. But if you call it Goldilocks bread, they might catch on. Just saying.
Well, maybe they should call it Golden Shower Bread.
No, that's even worse.
Oh, sorry.
So I got in our... this is why liberals can never be in charge of anything again segment. We have this from California, and this one gets you mad. Sorry, we got a funny one for the last one. Hospital officials banned a fundraising t-shirt for a police officer fighting brain cancer because they said it was racist. This cop, what's his name? Officer Beiler. I don't know his first name here. A group of people wanted to support Officer Beiler. Okay, so they had, it's in Escondido, California. Brett Beiler. He was a friend of this other guy, and he's torn up about what's happening to him. He's a young guy. He's got a family, four kids, wife, and he's a police officer. And they wanted to help him out with the bills and stuff, so they made up these t-shirts and said, help this family. And it's got a silhouette of him and his wife and the kids on it, superimposed over a black and white American flag with a red stripe, a blue stripe, and a white stripe on it, on the t-shirt. That's all it is. Okay. Back of the blue, right? The thin blue line. So that's an officer flag when they put the blue line on it. So he's fighting brain cancer, but the hospital he's being treated at made matters 1,000 times worse for him, his friends, and his young family. They decided to start this GoFundMe and printed up these positive fundraising t-shirts, you know, help this family with that symbol on it that we described. They were caught, family and friends were wearing the shirts when they visited Officer Beiler in the hospital, and it caught the attention of a patient and a hospital worker who both decided the shirt was anti-Black Lives Matter because it had the blue line on it for the police. So they called it racist. All right, so you can just say, okay, those two are friggin' left-wing morons and just let it go. Screw them. Don't worry about it. Nope. The offended duo went to hospital officials and complained, and Diane Hansen, the CEO of Palomar Health, banned the shirt from the hospital grounds. This is unacceptable on every level imaginable. The officer and his friends and family are appalled and mortified, and now they're all deemed racist by these left-wing wackos because two blithering idiots were offended. This garbage has to stop, and it will stop the moment we start speaking up, which is why I tag most of my posts with push back now. That's what we've got to do. These people need to push back. So there's a telephone number here for the t-shirt. I will be buying one or two or three or four, maybe a half dozen.
Yeah, buy whatever you got to buy.
Yeah. It's like Goya Foods. You know, these people piss me off. If I can help with my pocketbook, I will. So anyway, and that was in California. I got one more California thing. Fuck
okay,
you.
Go ahead.
Fuck you, Gavin Newsom.
Oh yeah. You're pissed at him.
Man, the stock market was kicking ass today. You know, all the best stocks were hitting new all-time highs. And then he announced he's not opening schools in San Diego and in L.A. And the stock market took a 500-point hit in the last 30 minutes. Fuck you, Newsom.
Sucks. But, hey, I got an announcement. This is great news for all of our listeners to, you know, Off Hook Radio plus Idle Radio Show, if we
this
ever
is dirty?
Do. No, it's not dirty, but we will. In the next, it's going to be a couple weeks. I'm in the process, but we will have our own iOS and Android app in the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. So
we're going to call it the Off the Hook Radio app. We're going to call it Zone Out Radio app.
It is Zone Out Radio. It will be Zone Out Radio, but that's only because that is, you know, where
no,
we are.
It's Zone Out Radio because you own it.
Well, that's there you go. But yeah, Off the Hook Radio will be airing on the new app once I get it approved. The app is built. I'm just waiting for it to be submitted to the two stores, and we'll be up and running.
So. See how this works. CB is cutting us out of the fortune he's going to make.
There ain't going to be no fortune because I opted out of all the in-app purchases and ads because I want just a nice, clean app for you guys to be able to listen to us. And I don't want this. Yeah, I've
both
seen
of
these
us.
Apps. I've seen these apps that you load and it's just full of ads. And you have every time you know, Angry Birds, you know, you have to wait 30 seconds. And I mean, I can do all that to you guys, but it's not worth it.
Angry Birds isn't that bad.
Well, some of these
apps.
Oh,
it's because we pay them money for coins as
well. Well, yeah. You
know, not me.
Well, not you. So now, I got one more story.
Oh, okay. All right. This is my network, our network, so we can play as long as we want.
That's right, because we got a song, too.
Yeah.
So I want to wrap up. This guy was a honorable runner-up for Stupid Criminal of the Week. And since he was from Florida, I thought we'd throw this in. Holmes Beach, Florida. It doesn't matter what you're driving, you can't drive drunk. Scott Pritchard learned that the hard way on July 4th when Holmes Beach police found him allegedly driving. Why do they always say allegedly? He was drunk. He was driving drunk on his lawnmower. He darted out in front of the police cruisers with no lights on his vehicle. He was driving on the grass on the side of the road, and he decided, oh, let me pull out in the street right when the cops are coming. Yeah, he's pretty drunk. My officers were leaving one call, and all of a sudden across their path goes a grasshopper lawnmower. Midnight, no lights.
Gentleman, I got headlights on mine.
He went through the parking lot of the church, and he was all over the road. He had Mike's Hard Lemonade in his possession, and he said he was retrieving his lawnmower from a neighbor's house. You figured it was his only option for driving on the road, but it's a rather large lawnmower. It's rather dangerous. But the reason it's his only option for driving, this is his sixth DUI. His first one on a lawnmower, admittedly. But he's got DUI arrests. This guy moves Florida, Michigan, and Illinois. His license was revoked in 86 and permanently taken in 92. 92. This guy hasn't had a license for 28 years.
That's crazy.
God bless him. Florida, you people are nuts. But hey, six DUIs. And the last one was 28 years after he permanently lost his license on a grasshopper lawnmower.
It's not a bad lawnmower.
Left turn in front of the cops. Maybe he's still a moron.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Stupid criminal of the week runner-up.
It looks like it's about a 60-inch lawnmower. Zero turn. I could use that.
I think that's what my lawn people use.
Zero turn?
And it's big. You know, I got.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Almost half an acre here, and they have it, except for the edging and bushes and stuff. They got the grass cut in like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
the guy who's flying around here is like 30 miles an hour. I think I need to put like caution lights outside.
Yeah, they got another lawn to get to.
Those things are fast. So the app is how many weeks away, Slim?
Well, it probably 2 or 3 weeks. I just submitted all the credentials to the guy.
So we could release the app on our anniversary.
We very well could. It's just keep an eye out. I'll announce it on all of our social media once
our first show in August is our anniversary. So let's see when that will be. August 3rd.
There you go.
Actually, it was August 10th. So August 10th is a Monday. So we'll just do it on the right day. Okay.
There you go.
So August 10th.
I'm kind of hoping. I'm hopeful. Usually Google Play is faster than Apple. But we'll see.
Okay, and we got a closing song that nobody's ever heard of, but I liked it.
Oh, great. So it's one of those.
Yeah, well, I told you how I find new songs. I listen to little snippets on TV commercials and TV shows, and I look them up if they're any good. And this is a song called Run, Run, Run by Kerry Kimmel that I heard on the TV series Lucifer.
So I'll play it. We'll be back same time next week. Yeah.
Sounds same good. Bad time, same bad station.
Good night.
Night, LJ. Night, Wesley.
Yeah, you gotta get that in.
I'm gonna find you wherever you are. I'm gonna get you. You're never getting too far. I'm gonna run, run, run. You'll never get away. I'm gonna follow every move that you make. I'm never back down, so don't make any mistakes. I'm gonna run, 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 and you'll never get away. Don't show your weakness, or assume I will play fair. I look so sweet and innocent, but you beware. I'm gonna run, run, run. You'll never get away. You better try harder, better run faster. Ooh, ooh. You better hide a love that
I quit.